I think just how, as I have, you know, just practice and playing games last year. So focus on my job, do my best to move the offense, and get some points on the board.
It seems you guys are going to play a little more than a typical first preseason game in terms of maybe 60 plays, quarter and a half. Does that help an offense in this situation you're trying to figure out this position?
I think, you know, I just look at it as I'm glad we're not playing our guys, you know. So it'll be good to play against a different group. And hopefully, you know, both Paxton and I can find a little rhythm. It'll be nice to, you know, play that long, I guess.
Trevor, I'm curious what you think about your superstar defensive player, Von Miller, in his vacation time, got together with Vic Beasley and some of the other pass rushers, and they kind of traded, you know, trade secrets. I know quarterbacks, kickers get together. There's a fraternity. What, as a quarterback, do you think of pass rushers getting together?
I think it's good. I think, you know, among the NFL, it's kind of a fraternity, and, you know, guys have good relationships all across the league. So I don't think you'll find many guys that are, you know, want to, outside of scheme, X's and O's, want to hold secrets from people. So I think those relationships are nothing but positive. Yeah, I can't tell exactly when, but probably a week or so, I just kind of, you know, felt a little more comfortable, like things were clicking for me, and I kind of, you know, got a big picture thought of how we're trying to attack scheme and defenses, and I've just felt comfortable probably that last week getting going, and also getting a feel for all the guys. You know, in the first, second group, doesn't matter, just getting a feel for how guys run, what they do well, and I think we're all in a good spot right now.
Did you feel more pressure this year than last because you knew what starting was like?
I don't think so. I mean, they haven't fired me yet, so that's how I think of it. So I'm all right.
Mike McCoy's talked about how for this offense it's kind of it's a matter of figuring out what it does well and then focusing on that. Do you guys, I think you guys are close to figuring out what the strong points are and kind of focusing on that going forward?
I think so, and then I think when you play against other teams, you solidify what you think. So it'll be good to play against the Bears, and once we get going here, get these live reps. So there's been some really good things. Again, I think I've said we've had a really competitive camp, and we're fortunate to go against our defense because, golly, it's a pain in the butt throwing against Chris, Tlaib, all those guys all the time. So I think we're in a really good place.
Trevor, you said you sort of had this, vision, the big picture. Do you think you know what Mike wants to see from this offense?
I think so. I think I got a feel for what all of us. You know, we want to put pressure on the defense. You know, every snap, every play, and that's a common theme all over the place. It's just how well can you do it? And, you know, I think with the guys we have, receivers, running backs, and the way our offensive line's coming together, I think we got a good chance to do that. So it'll be exciting once we get into these games a little bit.
Vance has talked a lot about sort of the offensive line and a different sort of attitude feel to it. Do you see that from your perspective?
I think so. And, you know, I was just saying Connor McGovern's done a really good job stepping up. And he's done all the way through spring up until now. But even the little bit we've had Matt in there, you kind of notice a difference too there. So it'll be really cool to see once, you know, all five of those guys are working together and on the same page.
It feels like that's one thing this team has done in camp. Consistently running football.
Yeah.
What do you see from your vantage point when you look at that? Are they tough, nasty? What is it that you see?
I think so. I think they're working really well together, and everybody's on the same page. You know, even when we have a wrong call, everybody's, you know, working together. And at times you can be right doing that. So, you know, we haven't been live yet, so I'm anxious to see when we go and we're playing live bullets how everything goes and how our backs work. But it looks good so far.
From a quarterback's perspective, how helpful is it to have a real game plan out here, a couple of days to prepare for the Bears rather than just going to training camp and then straight into a preseason game?
I think preseason, especially these first couple of games, you're focused on yourself and kind of what you do well and your scheme. And yeah, there's a little bit of game planning, but it's not like a normal game week yet. So we're kind of focused on what we do well. And, you know, a little game plan stuff again, but it's more about us.
Does it make it easier for you, or is there maybe even more pressure knowing that you're going to start this week in Paxton and you guys start in San Francisco?
doesn't affect how I do things, really. I don't know how the practices will go, but it'll be good to get practice against San Fran's defense. I think Pax and I are in the same spot. We try to make the most of the reps we get. Doesn't matter to the group.
Trevor, your coach said he wants the offense to be more explosive. When you think of that coming from Mike McCoy, how do you envision that?
Yeah, you got to have big plays. I forget what the number is, but you got to have a certain amount of explosive plays a game to really be in that, that top kind of tier of offenses in the league. So it makes it easy on your offensive line, makes it easy on your run game. So, I think we'll get there. I think we're all excited about what we can do in this scheme, and we're going to hit a couple of those big ones this year, I think.
Is that creative, or is that stretching the field, or a combination of both, do you think?
Everything. Players, scheme, everything.
Big plays, is that 20 plus? How do you define big? Is chunk, or what is that number for you guys for big play?
We have the numbers. I think it's over 15 pass play and 12 run, right, okay, play, something like that. I could be wrong there.
It's somewhere in that area.
Yeah.
How would you describe your relationship with Paxton, and how difficult is it when there's a competition for such an important spot to have that relationship behind the scenes?
Right, I think it's been great, and we're both young too. I think that's helped, and we both started out kind of on with a clean slate with this offense, so we've helped each other out, and it's been well. I mean, it's been going really well, and Coach Musgrave's done a really good job. I think we got a fun room with those guys and the two young guys we got in there. It's there's a lot of laughing going on, so it's been good.
Is it different going back to Chicago this time around? Because last year the Northwestern angle and all that. What is it like going against the Chicago now?
Right. Yeah. It's tough. I'll see some of my buddies for 5 minutes after the game, but we're going over there to play the Bears. So.
A little purple section in the crowd somewhere.
Yeah, that'd be good. That'd be good. Hopefully, some of those guys come out.
Okay. Thanks, Trevor.
Thanks, guys.